I think I had better just look in upon her before any of the ladies go, said Colonel Dent. Tell her, Sam, a gentleman is coming.
Sam went and returned.
She says, sir, that she'll have no gentleman. They need not trouble themselves to come nearer. Nor, he added, with difficulty suppressing a titter, any ladies either, except the young and single.
By Jove, she has taste, exclaimed Henry Lynn.
Miss Ingram rose solemnly.
I go first,
she said, in a tone which might have befitted the leader of a forlorn hope mounting a breach in the van of his men.
Oh, my best! Oh, my dearest! Pause! Reflect!
Was her mamma's cry, but she swept past her in stately silence, passed through the door which Colonel Dent held open, and we heard her enter the library. A comparative silence ensued. Lady Ingram thought it lucar to wring her hands, which she did accordingly. Miss Mary declared she felt for her part she never dared venture. Amy and Louisa Eshton tittered under their breath and looked a little frightened. The minutes passed very slowly. 15 were counted before the library door again opened. Miss Ingram returned to us through the arch. Would she laugh? Would she take it as a joke? All eyes met her with a glance of eager curiosity, and she met all eyes with one of rebuff and coldness. She looked neither flurried nor merry. She walked stiffly to her seat and took it in silence.